City, KUGN 716, the time here on this Wednesday. Oh, Wednesday means what's up? It's what's up time here in just a sec, almost 717, up to, let's see, still cloudy outside? You didn't think that you're, you have to talk into that thing. You
can't I have to talk into this thing? Good morning.
Get real close to.
Okay, here I am.
Now, your first job is weather, nice coming in?
Lovely.
Okay, see? What are you laughing at over there? What's up time? It's 717, and Emily Proudfoot is with the City of Eugene, Principal Landscape Architect. We've got a big project we're going to talk about. First off, like we always do, each guest has to give me a great big what's up.
Okay, here we go.
Right.
What's up?
What's up? All right, excellent. How busy? Look, you don't need the coffee now.
I needed it before. I was preparing.
I gotcha.
I was preparing.
Okay, so let's talk. Let's talk Riverfront Park project here. Where do we begin?
Oh my goodness! This has been a project that's been envisioned for our community for decades, probably. Mm-hmm. Fast forward to maybe not quite tomorrow, but in the next week or two, you're going to start seeing construction on our downtown Riverfront Park. The park is the kind of the face and the very first phase of redevelopment of our downtown riverfront. Mm-hmm. So the overall site, which used to be owned by our water and electric utility, is about 17 to 20 acres. Three of those acres are the downtown riverfront park. We'll have an additional acre of Park Plaza that will develop in the future. But this first phase is all about bringing people down to the water in an urban riverfront park context. It's very exciting.
So tell me about what you've heard from your open meetings and gatherings and what the community wants to see.
So we spent last summer talking to literally hundreds of people and had several surveys. And the biggest thing that people want to see in this particular park is they want an urban riverfront park. We have miles of path along the river right now in beautiful green settings. And in this particular setting, we heard pretty loudly from the community that they want an urban riverfront park. In addition to that, they want that balanced with, restoration of the riverbank. Our community really treasures natural area conservation, and so I think improving river health and improving the habitat along the riverbank there is of an equal value. So I think you're going to see a beautiful urban riverfront park that also has a ton of new planting along the riverbank. And we'll do this over a couple of years, so you won't see this instantaneously, but we'll have a beautiful riverfront park by 2021.
I get the sense that you envision a treasure.
Oh, this is meant to be the treasure, right? This is where we want people to bring their families.
Right.
We want you to, come down and get a cup of coffee and spend the morning. We're going to greatly enhance views to the river. And it's an amazing spot in the river where the river bends north. So, as you look out from our new park, you'll be able to look upriver toward the Fronmeyer Bridge and downriver toward the DeFazio Bridge. And it's a wonderful place. I mean, I think in a lot of places in our community, you can't see the river. You can't find it. It's really hard for people to feel connected to the river in our community because we've turned our back on it for so long. It was a scary thing. It flooded all the time. Mm-hmm. And now people are really ready to reconnect. And so I think this will be a great place where people can see the river, enjoy a walk, enjoy a bike ride, or just sit and enjoy the day. It's going to be awesome.
So what's the most exciting part of the process for you?
Oh my gosh. I love talking to people about the project, for sure. I think, we have a collective vision that's very exciting. There's a lot of pieces of the process. This is a project like we've never done before.
Right.
But I think really being able to share with people a reflection of what they've talked about. So really cool images, details of the project that are coming alive. I think, I love talking about that stuff with people and being able to say, hey, we heard your vision. Here's what it's going to look like.
And to see it happen, or at least the steps towards it, that's awesome.
My
too.
Favorite day is like the day that the park opens. So I've worked in parks for 20 years. I used to say that my favorite day was when the swing set went up, because I'm like, I'm so stoked because little kids, everybody loves a swing set. But opening day is also just, it can be kind of overwhelming. It's a time where, you have worked for years, with usually with huge teams of people, and it's a collective celebration. And I think it really will be for our community. And, you know, our directive has been to have a park open by 2021. And I think, you know, the park's going to be a huge part of our, you know, community celebration around the World Games as well.
So, do you feel like, in a way, that the clock is ticking? Are we going to get this done?
Oh, my gosh. It's been that way the entire time. We've been running at a sprint. And there's just so many things that have had to happen from a huge variety of technical levels and permitting levels and design levels and communication levels. It's an extremely complex project. I can probably legitimately say that the city's never taken on a project of this complexity before. Mm-hmm. We've had some amazing help from our consultant team up in Portland. Walker Macy Landscape Architects have been phenomenal. And I've really relied upon their team's expertise. Riverfront projects in general tend to be very complex. Mm-hmm. They are often old industrial sites. You know, there's often, you know, utilities and dead cars and, you know, all kinds of things to the ground that you might not know about until you dig in. I think our site is probably a little simpler than that. E-Web was on the site for 100 years.
Right.
One user. So while it is complex, I don't think it's nearly as complex as some other riverfront sites that might be in bigger cities that have seen multiple users over time. And, you know, the riverfront was kind of a place to dump your stuff or dump your garbage or whatever. It wasn't really regarded as, you know, an important place. And so there's a lot of cleanup we often have to do on these kinds of sites. So, the site's complex, the project's complex, and there's a lot to do in a very short amount of time. But I'm super happy to say that we're, like, on schedule and on budget. We're moving. It's so exciting. So, I encourage people to pay attention. We will be closing the bike path for 2 years, so that's like a really big deal. And that's going to be, you know, I ride that path most days when I bike to work, and so that's going to be a definite detour for me.
Safety first, yeah.
Yeah, and I guess what I would say is, yes, it's super inconvenient, and it will be super worth it.
I love it. She's Emily Proudfoot with the City of Eugene. Would you please come back and visit again?
Oh my gosh, I can't wait to. I'd love to come back.
Oh, you're just like a little, you don't need the coffee. You're just naturally.
Oh, I had my coffee. That's why I'm like,
that's why you're like this.
Now I can talk.
News Talk 590 KUGN. It's What's Up Wednesday. Day.